since April of 1985. This is the DX Audio Service.
National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 2010. This is issue number 306. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, the address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Email is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A yearly subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. Canadian members is $28. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or you can log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Or if you're on the internet, you can sign up to EDXN and get your DX Audio Service in MP3 format. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to http://www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with our PayPal credit card system. Note, you must be able to download and navigate websites to use this service. Well, let's use the services of Mr. Bill Hale. He's got a whole lot of information for us on this month's AM Switch. Bill?
This is the AM Switch.
Welcome, everyone, to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for September 2010. First off, I received a report via some guy named Ernie Wesolowski. You may have heard of him. Anyway, he said that KRVN on 880 in Lexington, Nebraska had been heard quite a bit east of their location during nighttime hours with a very strong signal, almost like they were on with 50,000 watts non-directional, not directional to the west as they are licensed. So I called KRVN and spoke to their chief engineer, who assured me they were operating 100% in compliance of their license parameters. He did state, however, that they had been receiving an unusual amount of rainfall for the past couple of months, which may make a difference in the conductivity of the soil. I also note that during June, local sunset in Lexington is 9:15 p.m., and during July it's 9 o'clock, so if the reporter heard KRVN when it was possibly dark at their home, it may have still have been light in Lexington. Okay, let's get on to call letter changes for this month. All the way up to 1320 WBOB Jacksonville, Florida has switched to WJNJ. On 1440, KDIF Riverside, California has made the switch to KFNY. Up the coast a bit, 1510 in Piedmont, California, KPIG now goes by the call of KSFN. 1570, CFAV in Laval, Quebec, their now call is CJLV. 1580, KKKK, Colorado Springs, Colorado, their new call is KREL. 1590 KRQX, Mexia, Texas, their call now is KRLK. And finally, 1690, a new station in Charlotte, Amalie, Virgin Islands, they picked the call of WIGT. Before we go on, once again, here are a few of the directional antenna designations we most commonly hear. D1 means daytime only, non-directional. D3 means daytime only, utilizing a directional pattern. U1 means 24-hour operation, non-directional. U2 stands for 24-hour operation using a directional pattern at night. U3 means a 24-hour operation using the same pattern all hours, and U4 means 24-hour operation using two different patterns day and night. If we run across any others, we'll pause to explain. Also, sometimes we hear the abbreviation STA. That means Special Temporary Authorization. In these instances, a station is given permission to operate with facilities other than what they are licensed, because maybe a station loses their lease on the land, which their transmitter was located, a transmitter fire, a flood, who knows, many different circumstances that they have to operate out of their parameters. We'll explain the reason if it's given in the FCC paperwork. So that out of the way, again, let's get going. Now on the air, 910 WSBA, York, Pennsylvania, having operated under a Special Temporary Authority, or STA, with U1, 1,250 watts daytime, 250 watts at night for several months, the station has returned to its original parameters of U4, 5,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night. 930 KNSA, Unalakleet, Alaska. They're now on with 4,200 watts day and night. You won. 1090 KEXS, Excelsior Springs, Missouri. They're now on with D4, 8,000 watts during the day and 4,000 watts during critical hours. D4 means two different patterns, but daytime and critical hours. The day pattern remains a large lobe to the southwest with a smaller lobe to the northeast. The added CH pattern is identical, only smaller. 1260 KBSZ in Apache Junction, Arizona. They're now on with 800 watts days, 50 watts at night from an 85-foot Valcom antenna, moving from 1250 in Wickenburg. And 1390 WOHS, Shelby, North Carolina. They're on the air with U1, 700 watts days, 16 watts at night. That's altered from the initial daytime power of 1400 watts, and they relinquish their nighttime 500-watt directional signal. Some actions this past month, KTHO 590, South Lake Tahoe, California. They're licensed for U2, 2500 watts days, 500 watts at night. They're in the process of converting its towers from series fed to skirted in order to accommodate the installation of an FM translator antenna and up to three cell phone facilities on the towers. They're now operating with 1,000 watts days, 125 watts at night, U1. No date was given in the application as to when they anticipate returning to their licensed power levels. 740 WDGY, Hudson, Wisconsin. A CP has been granted for D3, 5,000 watts, daytime only. D3 is directional during the daytime only. This will significantly increase their signal over the Minneapolis-St. Paul metropolitan area. 820 KORC, Waldport, Oregon. A CP has been granted for 5,000 watts days, 15 watts at night, U1, increasing the daytime power. 1,000 on the dial, WMUF, Paris, Tennessee. Licensed for D4, 5,000 daytime watts, 2,500 watts during critical hours. WMUF is operating under an STA with 602 watts, daytime only, non-directional from their number 2 tower, while the antenna for TV translator station W48BK is installed on their number 2 tower. Regular operation was expected to return on about 15 September, but this temporary operation still may be in effect when you hear this. 1050 WSMT, Sparta, Tennessee. CP has been granted for 950 watts days, 178 watts at night, U1, from a newly installed three-wire folded unipole antenna on an existing tower. Since the new structure is slightly taller than the old facility, the power levels are lower than their formerly licensed 1,000 days, 181 watts at night. In a related matter, co-owned WTZX860 has applied to move to this same tower, utilizing the same antenna we just described, with 950 watts days, 11 watts at night, and 950 watts critical hours. That application is pending. 1070 CBI, Sydney, Nova Scotia. Their new FM, CBIT FM 97.1, has now begun testing. After 90 days of regular programming, CBI 1070 will leave the air. 1130 KTRP, Mount Angel, Oregon. Licensed for U4, 25,000 watts during the day, 490 watts at night. KTRP has applied for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 490 watts at night. While they are conducting soil conductivity tests, they'll be operating with 6,250 watts during the day, 490 watts at night, U2. Since their normal day pattern is a large circular lobe to the northeast, DXers living to the west and south of Mount Angel may be able to hear them under these circumstances, especially at local sunrise and sunset at Mount Angel when they're doing their switching. 1170 WWVA, Wheeling, West Virginia. Having lost all but about 40 to 50 feet of all three of their towers to a windstorm on August 4th, WWVA is now operating with 12,500 watts day and night, all non-directional, significantly down from their normal 50,000 watts day and night U2 operation. The application describes their action, and we quote, WWVA has removed the damaged section of the towers, leaving stubs for each tower in place. From the top of the easternmost tower in the array, a long wire has been attached and bonded to this tower at the highest accessible point. This wire extends approximately 125 feet in a westerly direction to an appropriate insulating assembly, which is itself suspended by the remaining stub tower at approximately 40 feet above ground level, end of quote. Now, what does that mean to a DXer living west of Wheeling? Since their normal nighttime pattern is directed eastward, those 12,500 watts at night throws a significant amount of signal to areas not normally covered, so if you've never logged WWVA, this may be your opportunity. There you go. 1210 KUNF, Washington, Utah. A CP has been granted to decrease their night power to become U1, 10,000 watts during the day, 231 watts at night, as they diplex their operation with one of the three towers of co-owned KDXU 890. Since the KDXU towers are 250 feet tall compared with the current KUNF 220-foot tower, the night power was dropped to theoretically cover the same area. 1450 WLAY, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. After losing its transmitter site, WLAY is operating under an STA with 1,000 watts day and night from their 120-foot studio to transmitter link tower in Sheffield until a new tower location can be found and the facility built. 1490 WRCE, Watkins Glen, New York. Licensed for U1, 400 watts day and night, WRCE has been operating under an STA of 100 watts day and night non-directional since February of 2010 when their tower collapsed. In May, they applied for 880 watts day and night U1 from a new replacement tower with a folded monopole shunt-fed antenna built at the site of the old tower. About a month ago, they applied to operate with U1, 400 watts day and night from that newly built tower. But that tower, or the 880 watts, hadn't been authorized, so that application was denied. All this was reported to you last month, but since we last met, the FCC has granted U1 880 watts day and night from the new tower. 1590 WVNA, Tuscumbia, Alabama, licensed for U2, 5,000 watts days, 1,000 watts at night. WVNA lost its transmitter site and is currently operating with 2,000 watts day and night, that's correct, from a tower which contains a couple of FM antennas and at least one low-power TV antenna while they seek a permanent site. How they got twice as much power at night than originally licensed is a good question. And also on 1590 WSMN, Nashua, New Hampshire, licensed for U3, now that's the same pattern day and night, 5,000 watts, all hours, WSMN lost their site with three tower array and has applied for U4, 5,000 watts day and night at a newly negotiated site. In the interim, they are operating under an STA with, quote, no greater than 200 watts non-directional, unquote, from the tower of co-owned WGHM 900. Four new stations have been granted this past month, 1240 in Green River, Utah. They've been granted 250 watts day and night U1 from a relatively short 54-foot tower. On 1250, Mesquite, Nevada, a CP has been granted for U4, 5,000 watts during the day, 48 watts at night from a pair of towers. The day pattern is kidney-shaped with a null to the southeast, while the night pattern is basically a circle anchored at Mesquite headed to the southeast with a small lobe to the northwest. 1360, Santa Maria, California. CP has been granted for 2,000 watts day and night U4 from three towers. The day and night patterns are identical, circular lobes to the southwest. And finally, 1490, Flora Vista, New Mexico. They've been granted 250 watts U1 from another short tower, this one only 53 feet. Moving on to amendments to construction permits, 960 WFIR, Roanoke, Virginia, licensed for U2, 5,000 watts day and night. WFIR had a CP for 10,000 watts during the day, 4,800 watts at night, U2. This CP has been dismissed because the licensees requested it, and now they've reapplied for 10,000 watts days, 4,400 watts at night, U2. And 990 WISK, Americus, Georgia, licensed for D1, 1,000 watts on 1390 with a CP2990 with 950 watts days, 25 watts at night, U1. WISK has applied to amend the CP to U1, 1,000 watts during the day, 25 watts at night. Evidently, they thought that extra 50 watts was going to make a difference. Some applications of note: 560 CHTK Prince Rupert, British Columbia. They've applied to move to 99.1 MHz with 160 watts at 578 meters. 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. They've applied for 25,000 watts day, 600 watts at night U4. In addition to the daytime power decrease, they propose to use a different tower arrangement with a slight alteration of that pattern. 750 Fallon, Nevada, KHWG, they've applied for 6,000 watts days, 250 watts at night. That'll decrease their daytime power. 1230 CFXG, Grand Cache, Alberta. They've applied to move to 93.3 MHz with 190 watts at minus 81.7 meters. KFXG is a 50-watt relay of CFXE, Edson, Alberta. And finally, 1450 KENA, Mena, Arkansas. They've applied to move to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and diplex into the tower of co-owned KFPW 1230 with 1,000 watts day and night, U1. Five new stations have been applied for. 1250 in Willow, Alaska. They've applied for 50,000 watts day and night, non-directional. 1400 Juneau, Alaska. They've applied for U1, 1,000 watts day and night. 1500 San Angelo, Texas. They've applied for U4, 600 watts days, 250 watts at night. 1570 in Fritch, Texas. They've applied for 10,000 watts during the day, 750 watts at night, U4. And 1580 Springville, Utah. They've applied for 10,000 watts during the day, 570 watts at night, 10,000 watts during critical hours, U7. That means a different pattern, all three time designations. Well, the practice of putting AM stations programming on low-powered FM translator stations is growing by leaps and bounds, and we've got a ton of them for you this month. 540 WGOP Pocomoke City, Maryland is on W264BJ, which is 100.7 in Pocomoke City. 590 KLBJ Austin, Texas, they're on K259AJ 99.7 in Austin. 620 KJOL Grand Junction, Colorado, they're translated on K285BP 99.5 in Grand Junction. 680 KKGR East Helena, Montana, they're on K226BI 93.1 in Helena. 730 KURL in Billings, Montana is on K248BL 97.5 in Billings. 730 WZMF Nanticoke, Pennsylvania, they're heard on W237DP 95.3 in Mountaintop. 750 WSB Atlanta, they're now being simulcast on WBTS full power 95.5 in Doraville. 920 KVIN Cirrus, California, they're on K290BF 105.9 in Modesto. 950 WYWY Barberville, Kentucky, they're being heard on W227CD 93.3 in Barberville. 960 KMA Shenandoah, Iowa, they're heard on full power KMA 99.1 in Clarinda. 970 KNWZ Coahuila, California, they're on K232CX 94.3 in Desert Hot Springs. 970 WHA Madison, Wisconsin, they're being translated on W300BM 107.9 in Madison. 1110 WTBQ Warwick, New York, they're heard on W256BD 99.1 in Warwick. 1200 WAMB Nashville, Tennessee is on W257AR 99.5 in Donelson. 1210 WTXK Pike Road, Alabama, they're on W298BC 107.5 in Montgomery. 1220 WSTL Providence, Rhode Island, they can be heard on W229AN 93.7 in Providence. 1230 WHOP Hopkinsville, Kentucky, they're also heard on W237BV 95.3 in Hopkinsville. 1240 WHVN Charlotte, North Carolina, they're on W282BP 104.3 in Charlotte. 1260 KBSZ, Apache Junction, Arizona. They're heard on K241BQ 96.1 in Fort McDowell. 1270 WMKT, Charlevoix, Michigan. They're on W221BQ 92.1 in Petoskey. Also on 1270 WQKR, Portland, Tennessee. They're on W240CA 95.9 in Rubensville. 1340 KRMD, Shreveport, Louisiana. They're being translated on K264AS 100.7 in Mooringsport. 1400 KEBE, Jacksonville, Texas. They're on full power KMPA 103.1 in Pittsburgh, Texas. 1420 WVJS, Owensboro, Kentucky. They're on W263BG 100.5 in Owensboro. 1450 WCON, Cornelia, Georgia. They're on W299AT 107.7 in Cornelia. Also on 1450 KBUN, Bemidji, Minnesota. They're heard on K235BP 94.9 in Bemidji. 1470 KKTY, Douglas, Wyoming. They can be heard on K227BU 93.3 in Douglas. 1480 WGCK, Neon, Kentucky. They're on W278BK 103.5 in Jenkins. 1490 WRCE, Watkins Glen, New York. They're on WPGI 100.9 in Horseheads. 1500 KUMU, Honolulu, Hawaii. They're simulcast on KUMU-FM, full power 94.7 in Honolulu. 1510 KCKK, Littleton, Colorado. They're on K229BS 93.7 in Littleton. 1560 WNWN, Portage, Michigan. They're on W238AL 95.5 in Portage. 1570 WOKC, Okeechobee, Florida. They can be heard on W265BV 100.9 in Okeechobee. Three stations on 1600 to add to the list, WZNZ Atlantic Beach, Florida. They're on W299BL 107.7 in Jacksonville. WJSA Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania. They're on W263AG 100.5 in South Williamsport. And 1600 KOKE Pflugerville, Texas is on K274AX 102.7 in Pflugerville. Well, before we leave the AM to FM business, I received an email asking what those, quote, funny-sounding FM call letters mean, as in W237DP at Natticoke, PA. Well, those call signs are low-powered, unattended FM stations called translators, which are limited to 250 watts effective radiated power and are designed to relay the signal of another station. These facilities have been popular over the past couple of decades to relay, among other things, religious broadcasters to rural areas and those areas not served by the originating broadcasters. With only 250 watts, they don't cover a lot of territory. The average service range is approximately 3.5 miles. Plus, many use directional antenna systems. The FM band is divided into 100 channels, numbered 201, which is 88.1, up to 300, which is 107.9. Where these channel numbers came from, I'm not sure if anyone knows, since the FM band is immediately above old Channel 6 TV. Maybe Fred knows. Anyway, FM translator call signs consist of W, east of the Mississippi, K, and west of the Mississippi, the channel number, anywhere from 201 to 300, and two-letter suffix. That is, if a station is on 88.1, their call may be K201AA. The two letters at the end signify the order in which they were licensed on that channel, the first being AA, second AB, and so on. So, in a nutshell, that's what these, as the writer called them, funny-sounding call signs mean. Of course, the FM stations which carry AM stations programming might well be full-powered FM with normal call signs. Well, enough talk about FM. Let's move on. Dismissals. 1220 CHSC, St. Catharines, Ontario. The CRTC has denied CHSC's application for renewal, and the station was supposed to go silent at the end of its current license term, which was August 31st. The commission cited numerous instances of noncompliance with CHSC's regulatory obligations dating way back to 2004. and 1610 CHHA Toronto, Ontario. The application by CHHA to upgrade to U1 10,000 watts days, 6,250 watts at night has been denied by the CRTC. The station was late in filing annual reports with the CRTC, thought to be a mortal sin in that agency's opinion. It is thought that, although they are licensed for 24-hour operation, CHHA currently uses only 1 kilowatt during daytime hours. Well, returning to the airwaves this past month, KRJY 1240 Sacramento, California, they're back on with Black Gospel programming. WIBR 1300 Baton Rouge, Louisiana, returns to the air with Smooth Jazz. WCOG 1320 Greensboro, North Carolina, returns with ESPN Sports, parallel with WMFR 1230 High Point and WSML 1200 Graham. Those three stations are known as the Triad Sports Network. WKCU 1350 Corinth, Mississippi is back on with Contemporary Christian. Reported as silent are the following stations: WLVA Lynchburg, Virginia on 580, WPDX 750 Clarksburg, West Virginia, KEVT 1210 Sahurita, Arizona, WAYE Montgomery, Alabama on 1220, also on 1220, WPHX Sanford, Maine, WKIQ 1240 Eustis, Florida, CBMO Lac-Mégantic, Quebec on 1240, and KRAL 1240 Rawlins, Wyoming. WMON 1340 Montgomery, West Virginia is off, as is KGVL Greenville, Texas on 1400, WNYG 1440 Babylon, New York, and WQKC 1450 Jeffersonville, Indiana. Well, Sangene has backed off on their intentions to produce an HD portable radio that included analog AM capabilities. A Sangene spokesman said that the company decided not to go ahead with production of the DT600 HD. This may be interpreted as the company's admission that AM iBox just doesn't work. Hey, DXers have known that from the get-go. We know that if you don't have to go down to the local diner to get hash. And according to the FCC, as the end of June this year, there were 4,786 AM stations licensed under their jurisdiction. No fines to report this past month, so my thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Dave Schmidt, and Upper Midwest Broadcasting for tips and tidbits this month. Well, that's it from the AM Switch HQ for the month of September. Next month, we'll be moving into autumn, so hopefully the temperatures will be dropping a bit, making AMDX better. We'll see you all right here again next month.
You're hearing the sounds of radios from around the nation and around the world. This is the DX Audio Service.
Mark Dernberger here for the DX Audio Service. It's September 2010. You've enjoyed, I hope, the NRC convention. And we hope that one of these years we actually have a chance to get there and to meet many of you. For us out here in Minnesota, it's just been a problem of the time of year, the dates, in fact, and family obligations on the Labor Day weekend. But having said all of that, we continue to be connected here, aren't we? Once a month, at least. We are in the middle of a desert beverage band scan. And what we're doing is we're going end-to-end on the dial this time, stopping at every dial spot. With our 2,500-foot beverage antenna, we were able to capture at least one, if not more, signals from 530 to 1600. And we do this as a sort of proxy for you, so you can put yourself in our position out here in the middle of the desert where it's electrically quiet and where we can stop on each frequency to hear what's coming in from the surrounding 14 states or so. Now to 740 on the dial. Lots of noise from Cortez and Colorado Springs, but no oomph. San Francisco finally comes through, and then it'll be on to 750 at nearby Price, Utah.
Good evening, I'm Janice Wright. In for Larry Cerrone, CBS News covers the world next.
What's happening and why? KCBS AM and HD. KFRC FM and HD1. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
8 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
If you'd like to learn how to be more effective at turning consumers into your customers, log on to marketingfirepower.info and join our free membership site. Turn consumers into your customers at marketingfirepower.info.
KOAL, News Talk Sports.
KOAL,
Price,
750.
From ABC News,
Jim Pratt of Wheelers.
Last time we were out here, we were able to null out Denver on 760 in favor of San Diego. But this time, the beverage antenna is staying in the bidirectional mode, and Denver wins easily. You'll hear them first at 50 kilowatts and then at 1 kilowatt night power.
1-800-500-0428. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com. AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. New information on Saturday night's attempted car bombing in Times Square.
770, of course, KKOB Albuquerque. 780, the other of those bidirectional channels. Reno will be heard off one side and Chicago off the other. 790, KFPT, Clovis, Fresno, California. And again, their directional antenna pointed away from us, and they're 550 miles distant.
It promises to be explosive. It's already getting glowing reviews.
All right, that's enough. Come mix and mingle 5 to 7. Thursday, May 6th. RSVP now at 770kkob.com or call 767-6749. Brought to you by Route 66 Casino Hotel, The Cooperage, Dr. Jim Slaman, and 770kkob. New Mexico's legend is KKOB Albuquerque, the talk monster.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelers.
The great one, Mark Levin.
I just give my opinion.
The most trusted news. The most listened to talk show.
Now pause for station identification.
Your station of record. When it really matters, depend on News Talk 780, KKOH Reno, and KKOH.com.
KOH News Time, 8 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelers.
Welcome back to HP Pavilion in San Jose. Final score of the Sharks 4 and the Red Wings 3. It was played in front of a crowd of 17,562 fans. Let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is playoff hockey. This is the San Jose Sharks Radio Network.
The flagship home of the Fresno Grizzlies. KFPT Columbus, 790 ESPN, the Deuce.
Here's the instant replay of all of the...
Finally, 800, the Mexican Clear Channel. It really isn't. There are 11 stations on that former Clear, and we'll be hearing several of them all at once. So we're in the desert where there's absolutely no man-made interference, and we're at the mercy of the propagation gods, which on these nights seem to keep us limited in any super long-distance catches. But there are plenty of stations within range, so on we go until we get to 1600. 810 is kind of grotty out here. We're in the null from KGO San Francisco, and we get a weak signal from Brighton, Colorado, a mix. 820 is predictably WBAP Dallas, but hark, there's a station on 820 a lot closer. You'll hear both.
Brighton, Denver, Colorado, 810 AM, El Camino.
Pedro, cariño, ¿cómo te sientes hoy?
And feel free to drop my name, Brad Barton, when you call. 234-1234 or click on autoflex.com.
It's Saturday, May 1st, 2010. AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP, Fort Worth, Dallas. WBAP FM, Flower Mound, Dallas, Fort Worth.
9 o'clock. I'm John Scott in the WBAB 24/7 newsroom.
We're now beginning to understand that certain polyphenols in fruits and vegetables can mimic calorie restriction.
Go to GeneSmart.com/minute and receive a free GeneSmart Go Guide with great tips and tools for your GeneSmart success.
You're listening to Utah's all-new voice of truth, AM 820 KUCR, Taylorsville, Ogden, Provo, Salt Lake City, and around the world at 820.
On one of our evenings, we heard the familiar IBOC hash trying to wipe out a good part of WBAP's coverage. This hash is coming from far away Minneapolis. And it's a good demonstration of why this so-called technology doesn't work, at least at night. Here's what we mean. You'll hear the dial on 820, and then we'll slowly move up to 830, and you'll hear what WCCO is doing to WBAP.
It's Monday, May 3rd, 2010, and this is News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP, Fort Worth, Dallas.
And the latest Idol cast off tonight, only CBS.
The home of the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
To the Golden Gophers touchdown.
Live on News Radio 830 WCCO.
On 830, you'd expect WCCO to own the channel, but there's also Southern California. We'll hear that, and that'll be followed by a mix of WCCO and the Tucson station on 830. Then to 840, where we'll hear Modesto, California, 600 miles away at 5,000 watts, and once again, a signal pattern pushed away from us, so we're getting their minimum.
I hope people will go down there and look around at the public art in Laguna. So spectacular, and I think a lot of us, even that live there, kind of buzz by these pieces of art, and we don't really always notice them. So go out and notice your surroundings. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Be well. Take care.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
This is Sean Park for Cerritos Dodge Chrysler Jeep. You know, spring is here, which means baseball season is back in Southern California.
Join us around the corner and give us the update for a hit. St. Paul's, it pertains to great outdoors.
The CPO, now available, crystal clear.
On 840, the Perseus does a fine job of keeping KOA and its IBOC at bay. We'll move to KOA itself. That'll be followed by 860 Extra Sports. Again, no ID, but the fact book shows only one 860 in California, and that's KTRB in the Bay Area. Then there's 870. During every capture period, we worked hard for New Orleans, but the signal from Pierce, Colorado was just too strong. On 880, we'll hear the mighty KRVN, Lexington, Nebraska. 50,000 watts looking straight into our antenna. Finally, 890. KDXU in St. George, Utah, usually on top, but you'll also hear a mix, and if you're careful, you'll be able to hear the familiar sound of the WLS jingle.
At William Dooley, we can make diamonds a part of your life.
Williams Jewelers, your official Rolex jeweler.
When you need to know the news,
this is your one source.
News Radio 850 KOA, Denver. 850KOA.com.
At 7 o'clock, 64 degrees in Denver. I'm Karen Lindsay, News Radio 850 KOA.
Hey kids, race the bases like a big leaguer this season. The Ames and Chevy invite children 14 and under to come down on the field and race around the bases at the Coliseum after every Sunday home game. Presented by Chevy. Extra Sports 850.
Through four, the A's down 1-0. Once again, here's Ken.
Dangerous. Trey Wingo, Mark Flaherty. You never know, he's going to round the corner. Dangerous. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kenny Show here on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is KRAE Cheyenne, KREO Pine Bluff, KJMP Pierce, and translator K268BX Cheyenne. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm trying to stay out of busy night for the Boston sports fan. Looks like a successful night. The Red Sox have been
Tri-City Auto Parts has a completely computerized inventory and access to over 1,000 yards nationwide. Call Tri-City Auto Parts in Holdridge at 800-445-9117. They'll ship your parts within 24 hours. You can also link to them from the Marketplace directory at KRVN.com to check out their inventory online.
KRVN, Lexington, Nebraska.
8 lives in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky. All but one of the 18 Tennessee victims drowned.
Start now and get 1 month free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICE. That's 1-800-OFFICE.
Southern Utah's number one source for news. News Talk 890, KTXU St. George on Cherry Creek Radio Station.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
For these reception reports, we relied almost entirely on an unterminated beverage antenna, and it was nearly a half mile long. Because it was unterminated, we heard stations from both ends of the wire in a fairly narrow beam off the ends of the antenna. We first laid out the wire so it was looking toward Jacksonville, Florida. That allowed us to capture a few stations in that direction, notably in Texas and Louisiana. But again, because of the congestion, clear captures were rare. We then moved the wire so it was looking at Cleveland to favor the northern segment. That was an azimuth of about 80 degrees as compared to the first azimuth of 103 degrees. That's quite a move. Imagine, if you will, the logistics in picking up a half mile of wire and laying it back down in a different direction. Well, thankfully, we had those four-wheeler ATVs to help make it happen, or we'd still be out there pulling wire trying to get the job done. And that's part two of our DX Audio Service report using the Perseus on a 2,500-foot beverage antenna in the desert, eastern Utah. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We'll keep working our way up the band until we get to 1,600. We'll continue our story in 30 days. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Now let's turn our attention to the DX Change. Jefferson Lewis is selling his amplified Super Selectin antenna in good condition for the best offer. Contact Jefferson Lewis at 1028 West 41 Place, number 3, Kansas City, Missouri, 64111-4090. Or you can contact him via email at jeffersonirvinlewis@hotmail.com, and that's JeffersonIrvinLewis, all one word. The FM Atlas number 21, which is edited by Dr. Bruce Elving, is now available from the National Radio Club's Publication Center, or you can log on to www.nrcdxas.org for the special price to National Radio Club members of only $20 post-paid. Great deal on the FM Atlas. And here's Bill Hale back again with some information about the AM radio log. Bill?
This year's edition contains nearly 10,000 updates from last year's log, all packed into 278 pages. If you're not familiar with the AM radio log, it's the source for information about every AM radio station licensed in the United States and Canada. In addition to the regular listings by frequency, additional lists include FM simulcasts, listings of regional groups of stations in a separate section of the logbook, and a cross-reference of those stations that are licensed to use in-band on-channel digital audio, known as IBOC. The log includes instructions on how to read the log and what all the symbology means. The AM radio log is printed double-sided on 8.5 by 11-inch paper in U.S. loose-leaf format and comes all ready to slip into a 1-inch binder, as is 3-hole punched. The print may be read by most standard OCR systems. Here are the costs. If you are a National Radio Club DX Audio Service member living in the U.S., it'll cost you $19.95. For members in Canada, the price is $24. Non-member cost is $25.95 in the U.S., $29 in Canada. The member and non-member cost for someone outside the United States and Canada is $34. Your log will be shipped via media rate, but if you're really in a hurry and can't wait the week it'll take to get to you, add $3.50 for priority mail shipping. Here's how to order. Send your payment to NRC Publications, P.O. Box 473251, Aurora, Colorado, that's A-U-R-O-R-A, Colorado, 80047-3251. Or to order this 31st edition of the NRC AM radio log by credit card using PayPal, visit www.nrcdxas.org.
Thanks, Bill. Well, at this time, we have to do a pattern change, so we'll see you on Side 2 with more DX stuff on the September 2010 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.